sun and the running of the deer, the playing of the merry oak and sweet singing in the choir. The holly bears a blossom as white as lily flower, and Mary bore sweet Jesus Christ to be a sweet Savior. Oh, the rising of the sun and the running of the deer, the playing of the merry oak and sweet singing in the choir. As red as any blood, and Mary bore sweet Jesus Christ to do poor sinners good. Oh, the rising of the sun and the running of the deer, the playing of the merry oak and sweet singing in the choir. The holly bears the prickle as sharp as any thorn, and Mary bore sweet Jesus Christ on Christmas Day in the morn. Oh, the rising of the sun and the running of the deer, the playing of the merry oak and sweet singing in the choir. Bitter as any gall, and Mary bore sweet Jesus Christ for to redeem us all. Oh, the rising of the sun and the running of the deer, the playing of the merry oak and sweet singing in the choir.
Hello, WGXC listeners. You are listening to Live by Life from the Camp Hill Hudson Radio Group. And we are in the Catskill studio. My name is Michael. Welcome to our program. And you want to introduce yourselves, the rest of you?
My name is Sean McDonald.
And I'm Kelly McCon.
And welcome to this December holiday version of our show, Live by Life. We have been Camp Hill Hudson has been so busy, right, guy and girl, since it's only three of us in the studio right now. Usually we have four or five people. We've been so busy that we haven't hardly had a moment to kind of reflect. And I thought this show, we could just talk about what not only what we as our community in Hudson has been doing, but we could also just reflect on maybe favorite Christmas movies, music, and memories from Christmas or other holidays. So I was going to ask, maybe I'll ask Kelly, we did a Christmas play most recently, both in Hudson and in Ghent. Yeah, you want to say what it is? And yeah.
Yes, the most recent play that we did in Hudson and Ghent was the Open River Harbor Shepherd's Play.
Yeah, the Shepherd's Play. And tell our listeners what that play is about.
It's about three bumbling shepherds who go in search of the newborn Jesus child.
Yes, from the classic biblical story, right? And in that story, of course, what happens? Mary and Joseph?
Mary and Joseph go off to town to, I mean, Mary and Joseph go to town because there's a mighty tax to pay. And since Joseph is of the lineage of the house of David, he has to go and pay the tax. And so he has to pay that tribute, that tribute, or else something will happen. He won't get money, and he'll have to
he'll face consequences.
He'll face consequences. Yes.
Yes, and that yes. So this story is lifted from the biblical account of both Mary and Joseph's journey to find safe passage to give. For Mary to give birth to the newborn child, the holy child, and then these shepherds that have a dream in the night where the angel Gabriel says, go and find this child. And so they bungle their way through. The interesting thing about this version is that it is comes from a small, tiny village in Austria. On an island called Oberufer, and it was apparently passed down through generations of these local townsfolk who would just take time out of their busy schedule, and they would have been doing everyday ordinary type of crafting jobs, a farmer, a baker, a blacksmith, etc. And they would just take time every year to rehearse these plays, and they would perform them usually in taverns, of all places, a nativity play. But there's also a lot of singing, right, Kelly?
Yes.
Yeah. And so the singing really elevates it to a place where I think everybody can receive it, and it's not your typical nativity play. It's very folksy, and I won't say bohemian, but it's going in that direction, very down to earth. What part did you play?
I had the part of Mary.
You had the part of Mary, and you enjoyed doing that. We've done this the last 2 years. We did it in the First Presbyterian Church, 4th and Warren in Hudson. Yeah. So how did you enjoy the performances and the role?
I enjoyed the performances. It's just that there were so many lines for me to memorize and know.
Yeah.
And then the real trouble I had, but we solved it, was when I did the birth scene, I couldn't I couldn't actually do the birth because
oh gosh, no birth, no Christmas.
Because I couldn't stop sitting on that on the the hood. So we made it easier for me not to have to sit on the hood where somebody would lift up the cape and then the dress. So I could actually
Do it. So there was a, how do you say, a sort of a costume difficulty of sorts, right?
Yes.
Wow. Well, somehow you did in a kind of an archetypal way, you lifted your arms up and then the angel's star from the other actor comes towards you from behind to sort of indicate the birth is happening. And that was a... It's always a nice image to see that happen, but you made the sacrifice, Kelly. Thank you so much for letting the newborn child come into this to this earthly plane. Yes, so it went well. The church, I think, was very pleased to have that happen in their space. So 2 years we did it, and so it feels good right now, right? I think it
right.
does. Yeah. But like I said at the top, you know, we had so many events happening both in-house and also public events like the play. And then Sean McMahon, we also, Camp Hill Hudson, had an offering during Hudson's winter walk of 10 days ago or so. We're taping on the 19th of December here. You want to mention what we did for the winter walk at Camp Hill Hudson's Solaris building?
It's, this year we did the annual bell choir concert Solaris.
Yeah.
Did three performances.
Yeah. So for the listeners, Camp Hill Hudson has a chime choir, which if you're not that familiar, it's not bells that are being rung, right? It's kind of like it has a mallet on the outside, and it just hits a metal bar, right? I think that's the best way to describe it.
Yep.
You, So imagine several people holding these chimes and a conductor kind of pointing to each individual person hitting their one note, right? Like, ching, yep. Ching, you know, or what? What was one of the songs that was done? Do you remember offhand?
We did Jingle Bells.
So it'd be like, Jingle Bells. Go ahead.
Jingle Bells.
You did, I think, from Charlie Brown Christmas.
Yeah, we did Charlie Brown Christmas.
Christmas Time Is Here.
The Home Alone song.
The Home Alone song, Christmas Memory, which I have to admit, I saw Home Alone like 30 years ago when it first came out, and I saw it maybe twice, three times, but I don't remember that song in there, I have to admit. But it caught, you know, because we were rehearsing it, we were singing it because it has words, but it grew on me. So the chimes would just go, you know, what was it, jingle, ching, 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 and then there would be sing. So that was our offering for Winter Walk, and I think we got a pretty good turnout because you did three shows, right? Like every hour, right?
Yeah, we had a pretty good
turnout
of people there. I think like the third one was pretty like packed.
Yeah, like probably like 30 people or more, right?
Our community choir performed at Winter Walk too.
The community choir. Oh, the thing that you were in, you mean?
Yes.
That was a different group, but you were representing Camp Hill Hudson, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Woo! So both, Camp Hill Hudson related artistic projects, and also individuals like you, Kelly, doing even different things. So that's how busy we've been, and you know, we've got a Christmas party this weekend in house, and then hopefully a little bit of downtime, who knows, we'll see. But we thought, Christmas music, as far as I know, is the most recorded genre of music in the world, you know, so you can find Christmas songs from almost every country. Although I will play one at the end of our time here, Sean MacMahon, you were talking about the, what was the song again?
Christmas Eve Sarajevo.
Yeah, by Christmas Eve Sarajevo, right? By what's the group?
Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Yeah, Trans-Siberian Orchestra. And I didn't know that was the name. And I was like, what? And then I'm like, oh, yes, you know, they play this occasionally. So we're going to play this here. It's one of your favorites, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Here we go. Thank you. That was a rockin' version. As we let the song finish out here. I've never seen the music video of this. Okay, interesting. All right, Mac Man, that was your song. We thought too, you know, favorite either Christmas movies or, you know, like TV specials. And there's this scene from the Charlie Brown Christmas special. And since we were talking about our play, our Christmas play, Kelly, that we performed, I thought I would play this part again here where Linus tells Charlie Brown the meaning of Christmas here. So let's listen to this.
I guess you were right, Linus. I shouldn't have picked this little tree. Everything I do turns into a disaster. I guess I really don't know what Christmas is all about. Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?
Sure, Charlie Brown, I can tell you what Christmas is all about. Lights, please. And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night, and lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them. And the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not. For behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
Okay, there you go. That's probably a scene that's not mentioned very much, but I thought it was appropriate for what we performed. The other film, Christmas film, was something you, Sean Macman, mentioned. Do you want to set this clip up here as I get it ready?
It's called A Christmas Story. It's probably one of my favorite movies. So the movie's about this kid who wants a BB gun for Christmas.
Woo! Who doesn't want a BB gun, right? Yeah. As if we don't have enough guns. Go ahead.
He's like trying everything he did to get like convince his mother and his like teacher, and they all saying that he's gonna like shoot his eye out.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Most people have probably seen this. We're gonna play this clip. It's probably the most famous part of the film here where what's the kid's name? Ralph, right?
Ralphie, yeah.
Ralphie goes to some giant department store to see the Santa, and the line is taking forever, and he finally has his turn, and well, we'll see what he asks Santa.
Come on, kid.
Ho, ho, ho!
Come on!
Come on up! Come on up there! Ho! Ho, ho!
The store's closing.
Come on. Listen, little boy, we've got a lot of people waiting here, so get going.
What do you want for Christmas, little boy?
My mind had gone blank. Frantically, I tried to remember what it was I wanted. I was blowing it.
Come on, kid. How about a nice football?
What's a football? Without conscious will, my voice squeaked out.
Football! Okay, get him out of here.
A football? Oh, no! Okay, what was I doing? Wake up, stupid! Wake up! No!
No, I want an official red undercover and I shoot you in a jet with my leg rifle.
You'll shoot your eye out, kid. Merry Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho. No!
There you go. The classic scene of that whole film. I remember seeing that in the theater when it first came out in the 80s. I won't tell you my age back then, but still a goodie. Now, the other thing we thought too was to share some individual memories from Christmas. And maybe Kelly, you can share yours first, and then I'll have MacMan. He's got something written here that I thought will be a great way to finish our time. So you wanted to tell me what you said earlier about your memory. Yeah.
Well, each time we would open up just one present from the family.
Mm-hmm.
And then we would attend midnight mass.
Cool.
And then we open more presents in the morning, and then we would have like breakfast foods like eggs and a fruit cup, and we would have like a traditional Christmas dinner with like lobster and crab cakes.
Wow.
And yeah, that's what.
This was where did this happen?
Back home in Florida.
In Florida, well, that makes sense. Crab cakes. Probably have access to a lot of seafood, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Anything else from that? This was when you were growing up.
Yes. Sometimes we would watch if there was football games on during Christmas. We would watch football games.
Are you ready for some football? Christmas football, anybody? I'm trying to remember. Because usually Thanksgiving, but Christmas football. Amen. Amen. So amen. Sean MacMan. Also, we spoke the other day, and some of us were doing some creative writing about times past of Christmases that we really cherished. And I really liked what you wrote, and I thought if you could read that, that would be wonderful. So can you set this up here? This is just your reflections of Christmases past, yeah? Yep. Okay. Yep.
My favorite Christmas memory. The holiday season is my favorite time of the year, not just because of the gifts, but that's a good part of it too. Putting it up and seeing the decor, watching the classic movies and specials on TV, and listening to the carols on the radio. But the best part is spending time with my loved ones and thinking of those who are no longer with me. I have lots of wonderful Christmas memories, so many I can write a novel's worth. One of my favorite Christmases of the past was 20 years ago. I was 12 years old. My family and I just moved into our house in Boston Spa. I remember waking up early and my parents and two brothers scattering by the tree. We began opening gifts afterwards. My grandparents came over. We had Christmas dinner. I have many other wonderful Christmas memories, opening a couple gifts on Christmas Eve with my aunt and cousins. I think about my parents who have both passed away, especially my mother, who loved the holiday. Each year I watch my favorite movies like A Christmas Story, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, Die Hard. And I listen to my favorite Christmas music like Twisted Sister's Christmas Album and Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Overall, Christmas is a wonderful time of year. I hope you all have a wonderful holiday season and a happy new year.
Woo, 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 wow. That was beautiful. That was really beautiful. Yeah, yippee-ki-yay with the PG version. That was great. So our time is wrapping up here. Thank you, Sean MacMan and Kelly, for representing Camp Hill Hudson. This is Michael. And as I said, Christmas is the most recorded theme or genre of music. And so this song I'm going to play comes from South Africa from an artist named Mabel Mafuya called Happy Christmas, Happy New Year. So enjoy your holiday, everyone, and be safe and hopefully be with friends and family.
Tell your father Happy New Year. Tell your mother Happy Christmas. Happy New Year. Happy Christmas. Happy New Year. Happy Christmas. Tell your mother Happy New Year. Tell your father Happy Christmas. Happy New Year. Happy Christmas. Happy New Year. Happy Christmas. Tell your mother Happy New Year. Tell your father Happy Christmas. Happy. Tell your mother Happy New Year. Tell your father Happy Christmas. Happy New Year. 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 Happy Christmas. Tell your father Happy New Year. Tell your mother Happy Christmas. Tell your father Happy New Year. Happy Christmas. Happy New Year. Happy New Year, Happy Christmas. 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 Tell your father Happy New Year. Tell your mother Happy Christmas. Happy New Year, Happy Christmas. Happy New Year, Happy Christmas. Tell your mother Happy New Year. Tell your father Happy Christmas.
Be happy, be happy, be happy, be happy, be happy. Happy.